And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger."
The angel certainly shared great joy that night. What kind of joy is this? For Christians, joy is not evaluated by the shifting standards of the world. Rather, joy is grounded in Jesus, who remains for us a refuge and ever-present help in time of need. Joy for the disciple is realized in Jesus, who gives us rest from our burdens as God lifts us up as on wings of an eagle. None of life's woes, sorrows, or afflictions can take away the joy that we have in Christ, nor prevents us from inheriting the joy that awaits us. This is the news of comfort we need to hear and be reminded of in our life. These are the glad tidings of comfort and joy that remain ours even today, giving us rest and making us merry.